As a child, I bounced around 14 different foster homes, a few different mental hospitals, multiple crisis units, and never truly had a place that was my own. And oftentimes, when it came to moving around, I lost all of my things. So when you talk about shoes or clothes or pictures or any of those sorts of things, I had nothing. A place like this becomes a safe haven for so many kids. It is a gift to be able to have that for the community here in Logan County.
This house is a dream come true for Logan County. The good that's going to come from what they will be able to do in this house is going to serve the entire community, not just certain people. I'm just happy that we're able to get this here. I'm glad it's the first one in Kentucky, and it shows that Logan County has some true dedicated leaders willing to push this, to develop this, and to make this happen.
They want it to be involved. They want it to come along and do something more for our foster children. And they did. They did every lemonade stand, hot chocolate stand, fundraiser, to donating clothes. I mean, listen, it's been, we have over 105 certified volunteers now to be in the house in some capacity, whether it's sit with a child or just mow our yard or be on our maintenance crew. I mean, that's just overwhelming to think about.
Prior to this house, when a kid comes into care, we take them to a DCBS office and we provide their food. Sometimes we provide their bed, and we're doing all of this while doing court orders, doing packets for placements, and running around trying to do things that we have to do to get kids placed. So this is going to kind of ease some of the burden, where the volunteers here will take care of the children, meet their needs, love on them, and will free up our hands and time to be able to clearly think and make next steps for the children's placement.